I worked in a drugstore in High School for a couple of years. This drunk would come in there and he'd get a hold of the counter and couldn't turn loose without falling, you know. The old pharmacist come up there, reached in his pocket, hand me his truck keys, take old Rule home. I'd get him home, and I'd get him in the truck. That was a job. Somebody had to put him on my shoulder and carry him out there. Get him in the truck, and he said, all right. He's just muttering all the way. Got him home one day. Yeah, you gotta get out. Got her and open the door. Carried him in the house. It's a job. And there was a bed in the front room, a little cot. I guess that's where he slept, I don't know. But I just unloaded that pecker, went over onto the bed, and he had this wainscoting. It wasn't wainscoting up so high. Old head hit that hard. May have cracked it a little bit, the wainscoting it is. And I said, Roy, you all right? It's to me. Would you pull my boots off? I said, no, I'm not pulling your boots off. There was two drunks. They lived about 3 miles. He was one of them. The other one was a guy who had lost his medical license. And I'd carry him home for a regular. Well, they'd steal one another's whiskey. And they'd be mad. They'd fight and never bought it. This one that lost his medical license had a back deformity, and he walked with his arm way back like this, you know. And he's a little short guy. Pickup door, but he lived on a slope. He started for the front door, and he got to going off down that slope. The barbed wire fence caught him. He hung up in it. I got him loose, got him pointed back, and I got in the truck and left without looking back. I'm afraid to do it again, you know. But they found him dead in his house. He had about 30 cats, and he left the front door open. It was in the middle of the winter time. No heat in the house. He was laying up there in bed, surrounded by those cats, and they've been eating on him.
These guys actually been that he's held
up. That's going to be pretty good right there. He had a nice heart.
Good gosh. Okay, we've been here too long. How much was the fine for that one?
I don't know. I don't know. That's pretty bad.
Sure was.
he might as well have just said something like, hey, you know, I was driving down the road one night and I saw this older woman. She was down on the ground and had a grocery sack. And I pulled the car over and I asked her what was the matter. She said somebody stole her purse and knocked her down. So, you know, I leaned over and just socked the hell out of her right in the jaw. I mean, either that or I just took one good look at her and just kicked her head. It had the makings of a heartwarming story.
It sure did.
I was starting to feel it.
I was kind of getting excited when you got hung up in barbed wire fence. Then you drove off lefty. And wound up dead in the gas station. Shit.
Woo. They were characters.
Cats?
Lord!
What was his name?
Lord. Cats?
Thurston. There lies Thurston. At least what the cats didn't want.
Oh my God.